I once again attended the governor's ham breakfast at the Missouri State Fair this year. As they have done for years following the breakfast, Missouri Farm Bureau hosted a press conference at their building, which was attended by many, to hear state and federal legislators speak about issues, this year mostly about flooding. On today's KMMO Ag Report, you will hear what Missouri Governor Mike Parson had to say at this event.
Thank you, Blake. Thank you, and thanks everyone for being here today. What a crowd when you stand up here and look at this building, how crowded it is. Me and Blake was talking about, he says, I may be a little worried about the fire marshals, about how many people can get in here. I said, I've never been able to pull any strings yet, but I might be able to pull that one off. So they'll leave us here till we finish today. Let me share a couple of things. I know we're here to talk about flooding, but a couple of positive things I want to talk about. Why Missouri's moving forward in this state. Well, the federal congressional district's here today, and most of the things I'm going to be talking about right now, they have a huge impact in it. Let me start off with the good news about the USDA. A lot of people was interested in that, and how important this is for Missouri. But this is the first time in our nation's history where you're actually taking a division from the USDA out of Washington, D.C., taking it out of Washington, D.C., and bringing it to the Kansas City area. And that is one of the probably the biggest moments in agriculture that we probably had in a long time. And I just thank the federal delegation for what all they did with that for us. And needless to say, the first year of governor, it's been a tough time. Matter of fact, 30 days after I'd taken office, we were in the middle of a drought, believe it or not. I don't know if we're going to get to a flood, but we were in the middle of a drought trying to get through that. During that time, with everything else going on in the state, different times, I had to pick three statewide candidates to go to different offices, which had never been done in the state of Missouri before. They're here today. I don't know about the Attorney General, whether he's here or not, but I'm telling you, these guys have been supportive of this administration, but more importantly, they've been supportive of agriculture, and they've been good leaders, and they come from that background. And I thank you statewide for helping me that are here today. Mike, you and Scott. And the other thing I for sure want to mention, the legislators are here, the House and the Senate, on both sides of the aisle. We were fortunate enough, smart enough, used a little common sense to put money in the budget this year, because we've seen the devastation that was coming from these floods, which means roads, which means lands, which means the repairs were going to be huge. And we needed to prepare on the state side to have some funding in there to help us get through those tough times. So this is the first time in over a decade that the legislators, the governor's office put together and put money on the bottom line to save money in the state, over $100 million that we left on the bottom line, just like we got to do our checkbooks at home, where you got to be able to save a little bit for a bad day. And unfortunately, we had a bad day with the floods in this state. Let me share with you on this flooding situation. You got to keep in mind that this flooding started on March the 11th, continued on into July. I don't know that that's ever happened in our state, that length of devastation, that much devastation.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.